There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
We'll be talking with Republican candidate Christine Czarnik. Christine, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good to be back with you.
Before I want to get talking about the campaign and everything, but we had a budget proposed this week from the Erie County Executive. What are your thoughts looking at that budget, and what would be your recommendations as comptroller?
We need to take a good, hard look at the spending. You know, the county executive came out and he was so proud of himself that he had lowered the tax rate, but didn't say he had increased the tax levy or that the general fund spending is up $113 million over last year. So, you know, things like taking over the golf course in Amherst, okay? So, yeah, they bought it for $1, roughly $10 million to get it outfitted, you know, as a park and a golf course. But then comes the ongoing maintenance, 7 new jobs to maintain that. And it can't keep going on this path.
You talk about the golf course, and I thought it was interesting because he spent a lot of his presentation talking about the shortfalls upcoming, right? And of course, he has to blame President Trump. But let's just say that's true, and these shortfalls are coming in 27, 28. I mean, is it not irresponsible to add on the expenditures that golf course is going to put on Erie County?
Right. And, you know, if the Medicaid cuts do come through, it will be 2 years from now. And I think what the federal administration is doing is giving the states a chance to clean up their rolls, make sure that the only people that are receiving that benefit are the ones who are eligible to receive it. Now, if New York State chooses not to do that, then yes, they're going to have a problem if they continue spending at the current level and don't clean up those rolls. Some of that would trickle down to the county. But if you believe that that's the case and you're going to have to deal with that, then why are you not looking for ways to save money right now so you're prepared when that comes?
Right, and as you said, I mean, I believe it's under 6% of an error rate, you know, and you're giving the states a year to do that.
Yeah.
And you've got, I mean, again, the Kanye executive used a lot of his budget proposal to play national politics. You know, I also look at this 2.28 operating cost for the budget. Yet, I mean, they're only putting $1 million towards the current Bill Stadium. That's down $6.7 million. And instead, the county's spending more. I thought the whole point of getting out of the stadium was to save money. It doesn't look like Erie County's doing that.
Yeah, no, because our debt load has kind of turned the corner now. It used to be that we were retiring more debt than we were taking on, and that's no longer true. And, you know, this budget also calls for going forward with a, I think, $450 million new jail, $20 million the current year for design work. I don't know that that's the right path to take, you know, but you've got to take a look at when your debt retires, do you have the ability to refund or refinance any of that debt coming up? Because I do think interest rates are going to come down. But, you know, looking at that jail proposal by itself without considering all the other debt that we already have or may need to take on, I think that's a big mistake, and it's really going to cost the taxpayers if we go forward without looking at other considerations.
You know, and looking at the added jobs, you mentioned the 7 jobs for the golf course, but overall, I believe 17 new full-time jobs added at the county level. Again, this is a county of under 1 million people. I mean, taking your experience from you know your past career, I mean, don't you think Erie County could run just as efficiently with a third of the with 2/3 of the employees and cutting some of the fat?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you take a look at how much spending has increased and what kind of jobs have been added. Even in the comptroller's office, since Kevin Hardwick has been in office, half of the jobs that we're creating in that office are administrative. They're patronage. And it cannot continue because the increased jobs and the increased spending are not putting more sheriff's deputies in our communities. It's not doing more repair and maintenance to our infrastructure. It's pumping up the administration, the bloat. And someone has got to have the courage to call that out and saying, we simply cannot afford to continue to operate the way we've been operating.
If you saw this budget come across your desk, right, and obviously you'd have more time to look at it than I'm giving you today, Christine. But if you looked it over, what would your letter of recommendation be to the legislature?
It's a 300-page budget. I've gone through the summary. I haven't gone through the details of the budget, but I would certainly take a look at where we were pre-COVID and try and get back to that benchmark, because the growth in spending and the growth in jobs without actually providing any additional services, that's where we need to take a good hard look and make some cuts.
And I mean, that at the end of the day, that's the job of the comptroller, is to be the taxpayer's watchdog. Last time we talked to you, we were talking about ErieNet. And it seems, Christine, that since that discussion, ErieNet is still the same mess that it was. And there's really just no movement toward progress in that project.
No, there's not. And it's unfortunate that the legislature wasn't given good advice that would have warned them against moving forward with that type of project. You know, 90% of municipal broadband projects are financial failures. When you take a look at who has tried this before us, that should have warned us against trying to do the same thing that fails for everyone else. Right now, the project has started. You know, the legislature created ErieNet, they funded ErieNet, and even if ErieNet does everything it's supposed to do, it still doesn't connect anyone because the plan calls for a private provider to build out the last part and no one has come forward to do it. So this really may end up being a bridge to nowhere.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Interesting, you know, the number of people who were trying to sound the alarms initially and just heading nowhere. Christine, I got to ask you, you know, election day is a few weeks away. You know, when if you were to win and step into the Rath building, step into the comptroller's office, have you thought about what your first action as comptroller would be?
Yeah, definitely need to take a look at spending at ErieNet. At the point when the projected cost doubled, I think an audit should have been performed immediately, and that still needs to happen. I know the current comptroller has said that he thinks it's not under his purview because ErieNet's a separate legal entity. It's a separate legal entity, but it is an affiliate of Erie County, and ErieNet's finances report on the county's finances. So it's definitely under the purview of the comptroller's office and needs to be examined. My other big goals are to make sure that our vendors are paid on time and we can clean up our reputation among vendors and small businesses, because right now a lot of small business owners won't even bid county contracts because their cash flow is too tight and they can't take the risk of not getting paid promptly. So I definitely want to open up doing business with the county to our local business owners whenever possible. So that and increasing the transparency in the office. I think we need to have a tool or a dashboard where members of the media and any citizen who wants to know where are my tax dollars going, you just go to the comptroller's website and you look it up. You don't have to foil for it. You shouldn't have to.
You know, you look at, well, that's a great point, having to Freedom of Information Act, and then you're sitting there, you know, for months waiting for the paperwork that you requested. You talk about transparency, and you know, I look at the county executive, Mark Poloncarz, and I think this administration is very is the opposite of transparent. I mean, you're talking about a administration that doesn't send certain media outlets press releases because, you know, they might not agree with the opinion host on the station. As comptroller, you know, how much of the executive's work can you make transparent?
my gosh, as much as I possibly can. Transparency in government has really been something that I've been an advocate for long before I ever decided to run for office. So, you know, I've gone to Almaty and tried to advocate for better freedom of information and open meetings laws. And, you know, because right now the laws exist, but they have no teeth. So any municipality, any county, and even the state itself can ignore those laws, and there's no repercussions for that. So any aspect of county government, we're working on behalf of the people. They deserve to know exactly what we're doing.
Now, Christine, you mentioned on your website, hire professionals to oversee departments, not a political appointees. And I think that's important because you notice when a politician retires or, you know, leaves office early to take something in the private sector, somehow everyone that was in their office now is working at different offices around city and county government. What is your plan to root out those people and put people that actually know what the heck they're doing in position?
Right. Well, first of all, you know, starting in the comptroller's office, any of those administrative positions that have been added in the past few years that I do not think are necessary will be eliminated. Then a deputy in charge of audit is going to have a background in audit. A deputy in charge of accounting is going to have a background in accounting. I'm not going to fill those positions as political favors to, you know, people who helped me with my campaign. I would never do that, and the taxpayers should not be expected to pay for that sort of patronage.
Christine, I know this is not currently being debated at the county level, but I would like to know your thoughts as we look at a county executive who's on, I believe, his fourth or fifth term. Do you think term limits should be implemented in county politics?
Yeah, I definitely think they should, because there's you know, over time, incumbency tends, you know, it creates good name recognition, which helps you get reelected, but it also attracts a lot of funding that, you know, may lead to people thinking that they're owed political favors. And I think public service as an elected official should be just that, a time of service, not a lifelong career. You know, I've been an accountant for more than 30 years. I'm in my early 60s. So should I become elected, this would be a time of service, you know, after my own career and then moving into retirement. You know, I'm certainly not looking to make this a second career.
Christine, how's the campaign going? Have you now? If I heard this correctly, there was a forum or a debate earlier this week.
Yeah, there was in Amherst. Yeah, but campaign has been going great. I've met with so many people, and you know, it's a big county. There's a lot of towns, but the grassroots support that we have gotten, the people who are on board with helping us to get the word out and, you know, on my behalf going door to door, it's been wonderful.
You know, I was talking with Carl Calabrese on Friday, and he was talking about the Amherst election and, you know, that he thinks you could see an upset there. You could see a change from Democrat to Republican. When you're going door to door, when you're looking at the county, do you think there is an appetite for a change in party when it comes to county politics?
Absolutely. In particular, the one that stands out for me is South Buffalo. When I was door knocking in South Buffalo, I'm a Republican. I was targeting Democrat doors, and they're kind of fed up with how far left their party has gone. They don't feel like the Democratic Party represents their values anymore. And for the first time in their lives, many of them are going to be voting Republican.
We'll have to follow that up. And Christine, I've seen you were with the, like you said, Amherst. You've been up with Grand Island. I think I saw you and the candidate for mayor in the city. So you have you've been attacking this trail every part of Erie County. And we know we have a few weeks to go, and I know we'll be talking again before Election Day.
Yes. Yeah. It's been great. I've been out every day, for months now, and I'm going to keep going until we're counting it down in minutes.
Well, we appreciate you taking a few minutes off the trail and joining us this morning.
Thank you, Joe.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.